Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Don't forget, if you miss any part of the show, you can catch the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. We are once again going to do another little segment about them, the communists, using your values against you. Now, let's pause for a moment. What does this mean? What am I talking about? Well, you should know that this is not my theory. It helps to actually read what communists say, and they have written these things down over and over and over again. They're actually really wonderful about writing down what they want, why they want it, what their plans are. They write these things down. They're famous for handing out pamphlets and other things. They want people to know what to say, how to think. They talk extensively about using your values against you. Let me explain it to you this way. I talk a lot. I've ranted. You've heard me rant a lot. Let's say there's a massive school shooting, some mass shooting somewhere, something horrible, right? Something awful that you hate. I hate, everyone hates. It's just yucky. People dying. It's horrible. You hate that. And I go off all the time about how it's become mainstream. Thanks to Barack Obama. He mainstreamed this. Every Democrat now, without hesitation, every Democrat, every journalist, well, every Democrat who's pretending to be a journalist, every elected Democrat, every journalist, everyone, honestly, before most of the families are even notified they lost a loved one, they jump on it and they're going for gun control every single time. And I scream about that and how despicable it is and how it divides the country. But you should understand, they don't have your value system. When you wake up one day and you see, like, the Uvalde shooting, is that actually where we're going with this, that school shooting and 10-year-olds are dying, it rips your heart out, doesn't it? Maybe you are a kid right now listening to the sound of my voice and you're thinking about your classmates. Maybe you're a parent who has kids that age or even older kids or grandkids, and you're putting yourself there and you're thinking, oh, God, have mercy. Somebody say a prayer for those families. Oh, no. It tears your heart out because you're thinking about the loss of life. You're thinking about the heartbreak and the terror and the pain. And you find yourself sympathizing with these people and what they're going through. The communist doesn't feel any of that. Everything to the communist is simply an opportunity for more power, an opportunity to destroy, an opportunity to punish his enemies. He doesn't think in those terms because he doesn't have your value system. He doesn't really have any value system at all that you would recognize. That's why they'll do it without hesitation now. The president, Biden, they all do it without hesitation. That even, 30 years ago, if you were a politician, you would have been blasted in this country if you stood on dead bodies and did that, because it's such a gross thing to do. You're not even giving people time to mourn. Wait, what are you doing? It's terrible. Now they all do it. They don't have your value system. And because they don't have your value system, they understand it can give them a real advantage. You see, being valueless, being without limits, putting no limits on yourself and your conduct can be a huge advantage when you're in a war. If Chris and I, we decide we're going to do a boxing match. Boxing match for charity. All right, we're going to go help some sick, needy kids or something like that. We're going to do a boxing match for charity, and Chris and I are going to box. And Chris gets all ready for the boxing match and throws on some gloves, and we're just, you know, headgear, and we're getting ready to do a boxing match. And Chris comes out, and he steps out to the center of the ring, and I walk up to the center of the ring, and the bell rings, and I pull out a gun, and I just shoot Chris in the chest. Well, is that evil and wrong? Yes, of course it is, but I didn't view the rules as something I was going to play by at all. Chris was going to play by the rules. That's Chris's problem. I'm going to take advantage of the fact that Chris is going to play by the rules, and my value system, if you even want to call it that, doesn't even acknowledge the rules. I'm here to win, no matter what, at any cost. It allowed me to use Chris's value system of following the rules against him. They do this to you all the time because it's effective, because you're a good person. You should know it's because you're a good person. They've rolled out gold star families to blast Trump. Oh, my son died in Afghanistan. Donald Trump's evil. Right? Why do they do that? Because you have a place in your heart for gold star families. Maybe even you are one. And my goodness, you know the loss of, you sent your husband, you sent your wife, you sent your son, daughter overseas, and they never came home again. And when you see that family, you automatically do what? You feel sympathy for them, and you don't want to attack them. That's why they use them. They use them because they know you have values, and because they don't, they feel totally comfortable using your values against you. Here's this headline from today. 10-year-old Uvalde shooting survivor advocates for assault weapons ban on Capitol Hill. I'm not going to give out her name. She's 10 years old, even though it's right in the article. If you want to look it up, you can look it up. I don't give out the name of 10-year-olds on my national radio show. But you can go look at a picture of her. My goodness, adorable 10-year-old girl. You want to go buy her an ice cream? Joe Biden, I'm sure, wants her to come. But you know what? We're not going to go in. No, Chris, we're not going to do that right now. But no, an adorable 10-year-old girl. Hey, let's get her a doll or something. Do 10-year-olds play with dolls, Chris? 10-year-olds play. Anyway, and she's a shooting survivor? Well, the communists have wanted you disarmed forever. They want you disarmed, not because of mass shootings. They want to hurt you. They want the freedom to hurt you. It drives them insane that they don't have the freedom to hurt you, that you have so many guns. So they've always been chipping away and chipping away with the help of Republicans. Thanks, Mitch McConnell and John Cornyn. They've always been chipping away at your gun rights. But they understand it's a long, long process. And they also understand that when some idiot like Chuck Schumer or Joe Biden gets up and starts trying to grab your guns, well, you're probably going to be a little bit standoffish, if you will, when someone like that comes for your guns. But an adorable 10-year-old girl, and she survived a shooting. Oh, Bob, you know, look at that girl, Bob. Maybe she's right. Look what she's gone through. Maybe we shouldn't have these big, scary, meanie McMean face weapons, Bob. What do you think? And I'm really not making fun of you, even in my mocking voice. That's why they do it. Because you have a heart for children. Because you have a heart, especially for children who've gone through something horrible. The communist doesn't. I guarantee you, without even looking it up, I guarantee you this young lady was recruited to do this. The communists, when you saw a school shooting, a bunch of 10-year-olds dead, your heart was ripped out of your chest. The communists, because they don't have your heart, they saw opportunity. Hey, look! Dead school kids, guys! Nice! This is gonna be money! We already got those stupid Republicans like McConnell to pass a gun control bill. I guarantee we can get some more. Hey, Pedro! See if you can get one of the kids who survived. We'll recruit them in and we'll send them to Capitol Hill. Those sucker Republicans will fall for this every time. That's why they do it. I'm only bringing this up to make sure you're aware of what they do. They do this all the time. Gold Star families I mentioned, children I mentioned, Veterans, they do this a ton now with veterans, especially because there are so many communists in the military now as they continue to run the good people out and fill the military with a bunch of malcontents who hate the country. Now, someone will get out after scrambling eggs in Iraq for 15 minutes, and he'll walk around with a hat on his head that says, "Veteran, I'm a veteran. Hey, give up your guns. I served in combat. I know what weapons of war look like. As a veteran, you should give up your guns." Why do they do that? Because they understand when you see a veteran, your values automatically give that veteran a certain level of respect. Oh, man, I love America. He loves America. He loves it so much he almost died for it. Okay, I won't attack him. He's a veteran. You'll even say things like this to yourself. He has a right to his opinion. I don't really agree, but as a veteran, he has a right to his opinion. No, screw him. No. He's doing it on purpose. He's either using you or allowing himself to be used and using his status as a veteran to try to take away your freedoms. No, he deserves no more mercy than anyone else. No. Ignore all of their human shields. All right? All right. But look, that can be hard. Maybe you need more testosterone. Maybe because you drink estrogen, we all do, it's in our waters, you shower in estrogen, maybe your testosterone levels are not near what they should be, fellas, and maybe you need to get yourself a subscription to a male vitality stack from Chalk, especially while they're 35% off. The subscriptions are 35% off. Ladies, they have one special for you too. Natural herbal supplements. Please stop going to the pill mill big pharma stuff for all your problems. Chalk has natural supplement after natural supplement, herbal supplements. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse gives you 35% off the subscription. And I'm telling you, you can cancel at any time. These are my friends. They're anti-communists. They are not scam artists. If it doesn't do exactly what I tell you it's going to do, cancel it. I don't care. I want you to cancel it, but it will. I have email after email after email of people thanking me for it. Men and women. Male vitality stack. Female vitality stack. Go to CHOQ.com. Promo code Jesse. All right? Hang on.
Feeling a little stalky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Let's check in real quick here with President Poopy Pants and what his dad used to say.
As I said, my dad used to say, paycheck's a lot more than, you know, it's about your dignity. It's about your place in the community. It's about everything you've worked for.
What? Let's get to some emails. Hey, Jesse. The next U.S. president worth anything will take a page from Elon Musk's Twitter book when deciding what to do with the federal government. Fire a lot of people and release the receipts. Well, there's a couple things on this. One, that's true. That's exactly what you have to do. When you have a rotted, corrupt system like we have, I've tried to explain this over and over again. There's no polite way out of the problem we're in. We have a big problem. A very, very, very big problem. We currently live in a completely corrupted, evil country with corrupt, evil people that run every cultural institution, even beyond government. They run every institution. There's not an easy way. There's not a live and let live way to get out of a situation like that. Unless you're of the belief that tomorrow morning, all these evil people are going to realize the error of their ways. And they're all, hey, you know what? We are all going to retire. No, they're going to have to be removed. They are. And that firing that many people, that kind of clean out, there's something you should probably know, because the federal government is not a private company. Let's pause on it for a quick second. When I used to love football, you know that, and you know my favorite team was the New York Giants. And Bill Parcells was a famous coach for the Giants, in case you're not a football fan. I loved Bill Parcells when I was a kid. And Bill Parcells was famous for going to crappy teams and turning them into winners almost immediately. And I read an article one time asking him, how do you do it? How do you do it? How do you do it? Bill Parcells had an ironclad philosophy that at least a third of the entire roster would be cleaned out year one. One-third, 33% of you, you're gone. If you have a rotted organization, a rotted system, you have no other choice but to start firing people en masse, which brings us to the federal government and the problem we face. This is the problem we face. And I know it's kind of a downer of a thing, but whatever, we got to be honest about the problem we face. I have said this repeatedly, and I'll say it again. The next Republican president, in order to save the country, in order to clean out the system, would be impeached if he actually tried to do the things necessary to clean out the system. In fact, it's not possible for a Republican president, doesn't matter who you want, Trump, DeSantis, doesn't matter. It's not possible for a Republican president to clean out the system because they would be impeached and or killed if they tried to do so. It's just simply a fact. Until we rein in the administrative state of this nation, there are simply too many people on both sides of the aisle that are highly invested now in making sure we maintain this corrupt system because they're all lining their pockets with it. Do I need to remind you how many Republicans vote with Democrats on bill after bill after bill? Mitch McConnell is currently working on a National Defense Authorization Act that actually has gun control measures in it on top of money handouts, huge money handouts to media corporations. The system is so rotted, it is so corrupt, that if you actually stepped in and attempted to really do a genuine clean out, they would utterly destroy you in every way. Look what they did to Donald Trump, and Donald Trump didn't even really attempt to clean out much of the rot there. I mean, Christopher Wray is Donald Trump's guy. Even threatening to drain the swamp got Donald Trump investigated and impeached twice, and now he's going to be indicted any minute now. That was even threatening to drain the swamp. What do you think they would do if you actually walked in and said, new FBI director? Huh, I think not. You know what? There is no more FBI. Everyone's fired. What do you think they would do? They would impeach you. Both parties would impeach you without hesitation. The Republicans would line up with the communists to run you out of office, all of them running to the news to talk about the great men and women at the FBI. Yes, what needs to happen at the federal government is wholesale firings. I've told you before, the military is almost beyond salvage. I actually have a story about that I'm going to bring up here in just a second about how far gone the military is. And people ask me, how would you fix it? How would you fix it? I'd walk in and I'd fire every single officer above the rank of 06. But Jesse, you're going to get some of the good ones in there. Yep, sure am. Tough. You're all gone. I'd go to the military academies and I'd fire every employee, every single one. From the professors to the janitors, you're all gone. Jesse, that's drastic. Yeah. If the tree just gets planted, if your tree just got planted yesterday and you want to rip the tree out, that's not a problem. There aren't any roots there yet. Go out there and shoot. You'll probably just do it with your bare hands without a shovel and be able to just pull the tree right out of the ground. It just got planted yesterday. If the tree has been growing its roots down for year after year after year after year, and that tree's 15 years old, and now you want that tree pulled out of your yard, guess what? You're going to lose some lawn, Jack, and it's going to hurt on the way out. You're going to have a crater by the time you're done removing that tree. Didn't want that? Shouldn't have allowed the roots to grow so deep. It's just the way it is. All right, I have more on this military stuff. Someone wants to talk a little bit about last night's show and saying Merry Christmas. Hang on.
The best way to understand all sides of an issue is to know all sides of an issue.
Can't get that in the mainstream media, which is why you've got to listen to some Clay and Buck for another point of view.
Buck, why are you going third person?
Because, Clay, I think this ad is running in places that might not exactly align with all of our politics or even know who we are.
It's impossible. But maybe if it's true, I bet if they did listen, they'd end up agreeing with us on at least one issue, even if they secretly won't admit it.
Well, the only way they're going to find out is if they download the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever they get their pods.
We're easy to find, unlike your wife at Costco.
Clay, you speak the truth, but we're already losing people.
I think I gained one or two just now.
In case you haven't noticed, we like to have a lot of fun as well as talk about what's going on in the world.
Come hang with us today and every day at Clay and Buck. Download the iHeartRadio app, search out those names, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton, and come hang.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency.
Did you make a mistake in sending arms to Tehran, sir?
No.
It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
And I'm not taking any more questions. In just a second, I'm going to ask Attorney General.
I'm Leon Neyfakh, co-creator of Slow Burn. In my podcast, Fiasco, Iran-Contra, you'll hear all the unbelievable details of a scandal that captivated the nation nearly 40 years ago, but which few of us still remember today.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can catch the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. All right, I have to address a couple things here. One guy wrote in and he said that his dad was looking for the podcast of the show and wanted to know why he had to look so many different places. No, you can find the podcast of the show on iHeart or Google or Spotify or iTunes. I do have to be aware that different people hear things different ways. Apparently, by the way, I have offended a bunch of older Italians. Check this out. Hey, Symmetrical Lurch. I work at a retail pharmacy with someone who was also 6'8 like you. Whenever a tall person came into the store that was taller than him, he would say to me, "Ha, I'm taller than that loser." And if someone was taller than him, he would say, "I hate that guy. He's friggin' taller than me." Is there some kind of secret competition among the lurches of the world? If I'm being completely honest, I do the same thing. Now, I don't say it, but if I see someone who's taller than me, it bothers me. Now, not a lot. I'm not angry with the guy. I'm not going to run up and slug him or something like that. But it does. He took away my thing. Chris, that's my thing. Anyway, the guy says, "By the way, I'm a 5'7 Italian guy from Boston. I can take a joke and absolutely love the show. But many of my older Italian family members won't listen to your show because they're sensitive to what you say. From my perspective, I feel like I'm in the Marines with you and you're making fun of me like I'm one of the boys." Yes, he gets it. "But I think when the old timers hear you bust their balls, it brings them back to when they were harassed in America for being Italian. On that note, through hard work, perseverance, and proving themselves, Italians have overcome stigmas of society, not through crying and whining like the woke groups." Yes, they did. Oh, I think that stuff's hilarious. Look, if I'm not giving you crap, that's when you need to worry. That's when you need to worry. The more crap I give you, the better off you are. Let's get to a couple more of these things before we get to this horrible stuff happening in the military. If it sounds like I'm avoiding what I just teased because it's ugly, it's because I'm avoiding what I just teased because it's ugly. That's why. Jesse, at a time when the left is trying to destroy our history, you provided a great service by broadcasting the entire FDR speech. I did that last night. In case you missed it, we did a Pearl Harbor thing last night, but not the normal like 5 minutes on Pearl Harbor. I did basically the entire second hour of the show. I did a big history segment on the lead up to Pearl Harbor, and then we capped it off and I played all 4 minutes of the FDR. We had to trim it down a little, just the applause lines. I played all 4 minutes of the FDR Day That Will Live in Infamy speech. I think it's cool to get details that you don't normally get. Everyone plays a December 7th, 1941, a day that will live in infamy. Everyone plays that. Everyone knows that. But when you don't hear the rest of it, you miss some things. Let me tell you something. Let me get sidetracked here for a quick moment about history. maybe you're just starting to get into history. You kind of have an interest in, and you have an interest. Normally, you get an interest in one specific thing or a couple specific things. There are things that fascinate you: American history, world history, war, art, whatever it may be. And so here's what you'll oftentimes do. This is very common today. You will listen to a podcast or two, or even hear me talk about history, a history story, and you like it a lot, but this is where you'll make a mistake. And I know because I've made a mistake here. You leave that alone. You leave that portion of it alone because you think, because you've gotten, you know, my synopsis of it or some other history guy's synopsis of it, that you've really gotten the general gist of it. But here's what you don't understand. You got my general gist of it, and you got the things that were interesting, uniquely interesting to me, and the things that I thought were the high points of it. But you're not me. You're different. If you were to actually pick up a book on it and read a book or two on it, even an audio book if you're a loser like Chris, if you were to do a book on it, you will actually get so many details and tidbits that will interest you that you didn't get from me, because I didn't find that particular thing interesting at all. I find things interesting that you might not find interesting at all, and you find things interesting that I don't find interesting at all. This is just a little PSA. If you have a history thing that you've heard me talk about or someone else, pick up a book on it. You will be surprised. You will be surprised at how much stuff there is out there that you don't know. I'm reading a book right now about a guy who was taken prisoner in World War II, and he's doing a big lead up into World War II thing. And he's describing, before he was even conscripted, he's describing what it was like in World War I for his family. He was describing his father, who fought in World War I. Remember, World War I guys, there was so much artillery that was getting rained down on them all the time. It was the artillery war. And it just broke. God, your nervous system can't withstand it. It doesn't matter who you are. Eventually, you'll break. And he talked about how his father, the rest of his life, would, whenever there was a thunderstorm, when thunder would clap, his father would start shaking. He would get the tremors. It was involuntary. He had been through so much trauma with the artillery. A thunderclap that you wouldn't think twice about would cause him to shake and the tremors. Now, that interested me. Oh, man, that's a horrible thing somebody went through. The fascination of it, wow, that's terrible. Maybe that didn't interest you at all. Or maybe that's something that wouldn't have interested me, and I could have told you this guy's story and never bring it up. And if I never brought it up, then you missed it unless you read the book yourself. Do your own reading. Anyway, Jesse, at a time when the left is trying to destroy history, you provide a great service by broadcasting the entire FDR speech. While FDR is not my favorite president by any way or means, his speech following the Pearl Harbor attacks stands as one of the best in our history. Who knew? Well, a lot more of us know than did an hour ago. Many thanks. You are very welcome. We do try to provide some perspective from time to time, especially when it comes to things like that. Now, before I get to this Pentagon story, I want to get to this really quickly. You know what I got? You know what I woke up to? You remember last year. It was close to Christmas time. And I went off on the air about Michael and Chris when I told them MyPillow was going to give you guys some good stuff for Christmas, but you need to get me a list. And I told them this, and I waited, and I waited, and I waited. And eventually, it was something like a week later, they sent me a list. Yes, it was, Chris. It was a long time later. It was days later. So once again, I get a text from Michael yesterday. Hey, do you think MyPillow would get us some stuff for Christmas? Because everyone loves MyPillow stuff for Christmas. Giving it, getting it, it's just the best. And I said, you will get me a list. One list. And you will get me one list quickly. Well, lo and behold, a little tough love is apparently effective, because last night, before my head hit the pillow, I had a list from Chris and Michael. One list that has already been sent to MyPillow, and now we get to drown friends and family in MyPillow stuff and look like kings for Christmas time. And you get to do the same. Giza Dream Sheets as low as $29.99. The mattress topper, please get a mattress topper. Oh my gosh, as low as $99.99. My slippers are $90 off. That's $49.98 a pair. MyPillow has this huge Christmas blowout right now, but you have to use the promo code Jesse. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, and use the promo code Jesse. My slippers, dream sheets, mattress toppers. I got the thickest mattress topper they have, Chris. And it's seriously, I jump into bed, and it is like, it's like I'm just sinking into a cloud of heaven. What, Chris? It's glorious. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. Or you can call 800-845-0544. All right. Now, let's deal with the ugliness here. The Pentagon marches off to climate war. A little notice rule, this is Wall Street Journal, proposed by the Department of Defense, NASA, and General Services Administration last month would require federal contractors to disclose and reduce their CO2 emissions as well as climate financial risks. The rule would cover 5,766 contractors. For example, weapons manufacturers would have to quantify and disclose the amount of CO2 generated from their facilities. Manufacturers that produce steel, computer chips, motors, propellants, and fuel, even munitions storage. The climate death cult, even though you don't care about it, even though you try to ignore it, it is here, and it will result in the destruction of the United States military. All right, we'll talk a little bit more on that and then some emails and other stuff. Hang on. Nobody's right if it is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's check in real quickly with the celebrities. Remember, entertainers, athletes, they are important. We have made this mistake over and over and over again on the right. I'm sure I've said this before in my younger years too. No one cares what George Clooney thinks. No one cares what this pop star thinks, or no one cares what the quarterback thinks. Or that's not true. I wish that was true. You wish that was true. That's how a society really should be built. Remember, the ancient Romans, they considered actors and actresses, they consider them to be on such a low tier in society, it was considered a scandal if you were one of the well-to-do families and you were seen talking to an actor. They put them, I'm not making this up, on the same level as the ladies of the night. They did. That's what they did. That's a much healthier society than what we have. Michael just said they're American royalty. They are here. They are royalty. I wish no one cared what they thought. You wish no one cared what they thought. But millions and millions and millions of people do care what they think. And this is what they get from their celebrities all day long.
I'd like you to meet Amelia Bono, co-founder of Shout Your Abortion, who was working to normalize abortion, increase awareness of abortion pills, and motivate people to work in support of abortion access in their communities. Make some noise.
Woohoo!
Yeah, we still going.
Oh, yeah, we still going. Shout Your Abortion, baby. Woohoo! Let's honor this hero. That's how far gone our culture is. All right, let's get, you know what? I don't even want to talk anymore about the Pentagon and the military stuff. I do have to bring this up, though. Remember this. I'm about to play for you a congressman. Representative Adam Smith is his name. It's a little long, but I want you to listen to it. It's about keeping the vaccine mandate in the military. And remember, the vaccine mandate, they want it to stay in the military, not because they want to destroy the military. It's because they want to build the military for a different purpose. Oh, they want people to get out. That's the idea. They want to run you out. And who do they want to run out? Well, Adam Smith kind of gives away the game a little bit.
I do want to address the vaccine issue. And I want to make a couple things perfectly clear. Number one, the policy that the Department of Defense put in place in August of 2021 requiring service members to be vaccinated was the absolute right policy. It saved lives and it improved readiness for the United States military while it was in place because it was absolutely clear that that vaccine made an enormous difference in protecting people from the disease. It was the
None of that stuff's clear at all, and everything he just said's a lie, but I'll let him keep continuing.
Absolute right policy. That's number one. Number two, service members who refuse to follow that order had to be disciplined. Orders are not optional in the United States military. You cannot function that way.
Unlawful orders do not have to be followed. They teach you that in boot camp. If I'm in Iraq and we come across a group of school children and my platoon commander, my lieutenant, turns to me and says, hey, Jesse, gun all those kids down. We don't want to deal with them right now. I'm actually obligated to refuse. I do not have to follow that order. I do not have to follow unlawful orders. Just pay attention.
And we are not going to undo that. But number three, right now, today, what is it, December, whatever, in 2022, a policy that says you have to have gotten the first shot, and that's what the policy is that we're undoing in this bill. It says that you have to have gotten that first shot way back in 2021, either one Johnson & Johnson shot or the two-shot Pfizer-Moderna deal. Right now, the science does not support that that makes you any safer today. It just doesn't. I urge the Department of Defense to go back now and look at that policy and think about what the right and best policy would be. But it does make sense to repeal that order from August of 2021.
Why do you think they want a military where they have purged people who refuse the vaccine and a military full of people who enjoy going to the newest transgender seminar every single day, or the drag shows they're putting on at Air Force bases across the world? Why do you think they'd want those people, just asking here, why do you think they'd want those people to follow every order, whether or not it was lawful or not? Why do you think they're building a military full of Democrats who will follow every order? Now, I certainly don't want to be paranoid, right? I don't want to be a conspiracy theorist, but I guess, you know, we should probably set America aside. Let's go back throughout history and look at when people have taken over a nation, when there's a new regime in a nation, and they begin to purge people from the military who oppose them. What is the end result of that virtually every single time? What happens with that military? What does that military end up being used for? Let's do keep in mind that you're dealing with people who believe in using power. They believe in using power to keep power and using power to get more power. Why do you think they want total power over the United States military? Do you think they want to take on China? Take on Russia? Do you think if you were to ask, hook them up to a lie detector and then ask every Democrat in the House, the Senate, and Joe Biden, you were to ask them the biggest enemy they think is, do you think they would name a foreign adversary of any kind, or do you think they would name you? Which brings me to an interesting little tidbit here. I got this email. Jesse, he said, dear balding Oracle, that one, that's not nice. He said, the good news is you could go completely bald on top and no one would notice. You constantly refer to the FBI as the Cheka. Could you give some background on what the Cheka is? We're going to take a brief break and then we are going to talk about the Cheka. Why do I refer to the FBI as the Cheka? What's the Cheka? Jesse, I've heard of secret polices, the KGB. I don't understand. Let's talk about the Cheka next.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck. Listen and subscribe.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
the things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.